Now, Chris, what you're saying is the rest of the band members should know what Jack White's going to play. The audience should not, though. You want that to be a surprise. Right.
Right. And I actually have heard Brendan Benson say firsthand that he loves that part of it. So his bandmates actually like it.
You're right. So. Yeah. It's like Mahomes getting to the line and no one knows what play they're running. You're 100% right. Yeah. It's terrible.
But there's still a little of get over yourself in there. Yeah. Just a sprinkle of get over yourself.
I'm with you.
You don't like that he doesn't go in with like a set idea of how the crowd is going to respond to something?
No. We're agreeing that part of it's cool. What I love about the Grateful Dead is every concert's different. I have no idea what they're going to play. The band members need to know what they're going to play, though. That's all we're saying.
Well, they have to know every song. When he goes solo, he has all these musicians, and they're just like drilled. Now they know from their previous experience what the intros are. And the pleasure of watching him side stage. And he's doing it with the Rack on Tours. They've been together for, 15 years. It's the truth. I thought it was maybe it's an exaggeration, but you have some of the best musicians in their own respective bands looking to him and trying to guess the lead and then easing in with like a bass line as they follow his lead. It's a really cool way of doing it. Once you see music that way in today's day and age, because you put your phone away and you have no idea what the set list is going to be, it's a special experience every time you watch it. I know I'm a homer for him, but for me, it really changes the way that I experience concerts, and everything else feels kind of less than after experiencing that.
We were hanging out with the Rack and Tours backstage. I know, look at me, so cool. And their whole band is like very like normal dudes. And then Jack is just like got this vibe, man. Like everybody knows it. Like Jack is the rock star here. He's nice, but it's just like before show, don't bother him. Yeah. Like he's just got a vibe to him.
My friends, the Jacuzzi Boys, open for the Rack on Tours. So I went to a couple cities around the South, and in Atlanta, their dressing room was right next to the Rack on Tours. And Jack White's process before a show, I was such a fan. I wouldn't dare look at him, but they just play a million songs and it just varies. It's like someone has an iPod shuffle and he's just screaming along to get his voice up to the high octaves that it does. And they're just jamming. It's a very intense process on certain nights. On other nights, it's more chill, but it's very... The vibe is what it is for today. We're living in the moment for today. The set list will reflect our energy in the crowds.
Didn't you just, one of those shows, because the crowd was bad, didn't you have a less than experience because he was less into it?
When I first saw him as a spectator in Miami, I had a good time because it was Jack White, but the crowd was a little bit more Miami, even though those shows you're sort of meant to respect the policy. Chatty, but the second night, total rock god. Way more into it. The show was even longer. So he follows the mood of the room.
Yeah, Brendan told us that Jack thought the Miami crowd was not good, was not into it.
Well, there are bands who won't come down to Miami or haven't come down to Miami in a long time.
That's partly geographical.
It's expensive.
It's also, though, partly because we do some of that stuff very poorly. We don't tend to do rock stars like Jack White poorly, though. Like, if you give us the big shiny thing, we generally do that well. But when Mike says it was a Miami crowd, that's not working for artist Jack White if you're a little bit chatty and not respecting his artistry. And he's so good that you kind of allow him the ego. We do not treat rock stars the same way we do athletes. We flinch when LeBron's like, give me my damn respect after four titles. Jack White's screaming in the hallways and we're like, yes, sir, never mind.
How about if I pay a lot of money for your ticket, I drive all the way to your venue, I get inside the venue to see your concert, I'll chat all I want. How does that sound to Jack White? Huh?
It's the same argument as the sports thing. I can boo if I want to.
Exactly.
Yes.
Chatty.
Stugatz always has
distracting
the,
Jack. I mean, geez.
Play the same list of songs over and over again. It's not a new song. I mean, geez, you can't play the words, you don't know the words.
Right. You can only play the guitar if I'm silent. I mean, jeez.
Drink a cup of tea with honey. You'll be fine.
I mean, sometimes you're at a concert, not all the songs are great, and you want to have a little conversation with your friend. I mean, it's rude. You know what I'm saying, Dan? You and I did that at Snoop Dogg, remember? Was it Snoop?
I'm surprised you remember anything from that night.
I was f***ed up. I mean...
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.